China's quake response moves into the next phase. A ministry battles paganism in Ecuador, and there's a cure improving the health of Afghans. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. China continues its massive relief effort, but planning has begun for midterm crisis response. International AIDS Miles Fish says,
"We have been asked again to provide medical equipment. The China Medical Foundation has approached us as a result of relationships that we began to build there a year ago."
Fish says the response hinges on funding, which could be threatened by crisis fatigue.
"Oftentimes, the support that we receive is a function of how long the story stays in the popular press. And when you have big news items like the election pushing disasters off the front page, when you have two disasters at the same time, it definitely has an impact."
But the needs haven't gone away, and the effort remains at a critical stage. Fish says it's the perfect opportunity to exemplify the gospel.
"We are engaged in what we do for reasons that are deeper than just the popular press. This is a kingdom issue. These people are made in the image of God. They have value. We have the opportunity to assist them, and we're very hopeful that people of the faith are going to step forward."
Next, the devastating earthquake in China is making a bad situation worse. That situation may allow a Christian water ministry into the country to help. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles recently returned from China and describes the problem.
"We were briefed by the Ministry of Water Resources and people dealing with agricultural things. The best we can determine, there's probably 300 million farmers in China that are without access to clean, safe drinking water. With the earthquake now, that's devastating."
If LWI does begin work in China, they'll focus on water filtration and other immediate water issues. Their work started before the quake, but the quake may speed up the process. Wiles says because the need is urgent, he's asking Christians to begin praying that they can begin helping.
"If we can mobilize fairly quickly, we could probably save lots of lives. You know, one of our taglines is saving lives and changing destinies, so that has a dual meaning."
You can help financially. Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. A film about Christ's life created for women by the Jesus Film Project is touching on the emotional issues sin creates. Already shown in 30 countries, the film was recently released in the U.S. It's called Magdalena, Released from Shame. Jenny Steinbach says,
"We are hoping that women will come away with a visual picture of God's great love and forgiveness for them, and that they will know how to begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that they will have a vision to share this film with their friends and family."
There's an online resource for anyone who comes to Christ after seeing the film.
On that website, you can hear stories of people who have come to Christ. You can hear how to grow in your faith. And there's also a Bible study based on the needs of the women in the film that people could just download for free and either do on their own or do through their church or with a friend.
Pray how you may be able to use the film in your sphere of influence. Meanwhile, this year, E3 Partners is sending more short-term mission teams to Ecuador, where paganism and socialism are on the rise. 12 teams will be traveling there to serve in medical missions and encourage indigenous church planning leadership. An animistic form of socialism could easily spread to Ecuador from Cuba and Bolivia since it elected a socialist president a year and a half ago. Pray that the Ecuadorian church will be free from religious syncretism. And infant mortality rates in Afghanistan have declined by 18% since 2003, partly because of the work of Cure International. Cure opened a hospital, a clinic, and a maternity ward in Kabul, Afghanistan in 2005. The hospital and clinic serve 110 women every month. Cure also has provided advanced training in women's health for Afghan medical professionals. Cure is able to provide physical healing and more to women and children they serve. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you looking for a mission trip opportunity? I'd like you to join me on a trip to Guatemala October 5th through the 11th. Travel with other MNN listeners and Orphan Outreach to serve orphans there by handing out special gifts and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.